So lots of still some decisions to be made, I think, as it relates to MFP. I guess we're calling it MFP 2.0.
That's Richard Fordyce. He's the administrator of USDA's Farm Service Agency in Washington, D.C.
The payments will be specific to a county. A lot of things will go into those decisions as to what that payment rate will be. Again, some of those decisions still aren't, I don't think, completely finalized, but producers ought to think about seeing, producers that participate ought to think about maybe seeing an initial payment late July, early August. And so, again, still some work to do on MFP 2.0. My advice to producers would be kind of stay tuned as more information comes out related to MFP second version. And because I know there'll be more that comes out, you know, in the days ahead and weeks ahead as we really nail down some of those final decisions.
Now, the MFP program, the Market Facilitation Program from 2018, made payments to quite a few commodities. Some, though, felt like they didn't get a fair shake. Corn and wheat, just a couple. But Fordyce is quick to point out the intent was there.
I think the intent of the president and the secretary, you know, was to put some meaningful dollars in folks' pockets that were affected by retaliatory tariffs. And I believe that we did that under the MFP, the initial MFP program. And I know that's the intent with the second program is to do something very similar. You know, it provides a bridge for producers so that we have a little bit more time to finalize some of these trade deals and get back what kind of where we need to be from a trade relationship with some of our partners. And you know, and again, that would be the motivation that we would look at from to put this program together. So I do believe that MFP 1 accomplished what was set out as the goal.
The MFP program is separate from a disaster program recently passed by Congress. FSA will have to administer it.
Well, you know, I don't know what ultimately the disaster bill, you know, that Congress passed last week, what that's going to look like from our perspective. But I was in the Midwest and actually the Mid-South last week. Certainly, you know, a lot of our friends in the ag industry are hurting due to just enormous amounts of flooding, whether it's the Mississippi River, the Missouri River, you know, other rivers across kind of the Midwest and the Mid-South. That, you know, those producers, you know, if it's got water on it today, it's probably not going to get planted. And so, you know, certainly our heart goes out to them and the decisions that are, you know, in front of them in the next few weeks and really what happens, you know, next year after the water goes off some of this land. It's very impactful. And I don't know what engagement or whatnot we'll have from our agency's perspective related to that. But certainly, it's really honestly heart-wrenching to see that number of acres covered up with water and what those producers are going to be dealing with for the next year.
Richard Fordyce, Administrator, USDA's Farm Service Agency. In Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.